Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, for many of us, you might recall just over a few weeks ago, we spoke about the concerns that have been raised around a number of newspaper publications that will no longer continue publishing and printing newspapers. In particular, Media 24 had announced the closure of several of its most respected publications, Rapport, City Press, Daily Sun, Bild, just to name a few. And of course, it does seem as though this is also going to have a trickle-down effect into community newspapers as well that would previously operated under the Novus group or Novus Holdings. So this raises a lot of questions as to where and how did we find ourselves here where essentially purchasing a newspaper perhaps is a bit of a luxury and an industry now that can no longer sustain itself. Joe Hammond, director of Novus Group, joins us now to give us some insight and help us unpack the latest data, insights, and really just get clarity on the evolution of the print industry in South Africa. Such a pleasure to have you with us, Joe, and thank you so much for your patience with us tonight.
Thank you, Gugu, and good evening to you and your listeners.
Fantastic. Joe, I guess first things first, newspapers. When I grew up, I remember it was typically part of the culture and the activity in my household on a Sunday where my dad would actually pick up several newspaper publications. And literally by Sunday morning or Sunday afternoon, we'd spend the day reading the pages back to front. And as we know, things have certainly changed due to the advent of technology. So maybe let's just start there by getting your quick overview on how the culture of news consumption has shifted, and then from there we'll get into what we see in the report.
Yeah, so the company we started is called Novus Group. So recently we celebrated our 10-year birthday. So we thought it might be a good opportunity to do a sort of a look at the last 10 years in terms of print media in South Africa. So the report is available on our website. I'll share the link a bit later. But basically, we found that over the last 10 years, the picture's not looking good, as you can imagine. So there was a decline in print from about between 60 and 80%. So a lot of the newspapers that had big readership numbers 10 years ago just don't have them anymore.
My goodness. And this obviously does speak to the changes that we've seen. Help us understand as well how this has, I guess, also influenced the production of newspapers in terms of the costs and even the capacity of printers as well. And, of course, another direct impact here is advertising and production costs overall.
Yeah, absolutely. So what we found is that, obviously, you know, over the last 10 years, people have definitely taken a shift towards more consuming the content online via their mobile devices. So that was a big reason for people no longer buying the old-fashioned newspapers anymore. Things like readership changing or readers changing their habits. So instead of going to the store every morning to go get your newspaper, you just basically lie in bed and log on with your phone. Mm. And then things like COVID also played a role, you know. A lot of us then started, instead of buying newspapers because we were locked down, people got into the habit of consuming news online. And then on the other side, you've got the cost of data becoming cheaper and cheaper. So fiber is now at the lowest it's ever been price-wise. So it's really affordable for people to actually go online. And that sort of caused the ripple effect because the fact that people have gone online has now caused a decline in the advertising revenue that the publications used to get, which they're no longer getting. And then just to make matters worse, the cost of creating these newspapers have also increased. Mm. You know, the cost of ink and paper and distribution. So sort of all of these factors have led to publications like Sunday Times dropping from a readership of 400,000 10 years ago to now having less than 60,000 readers on a Sunday.
Oof. These are significant drops in the numbers. And maybe you can talk us through some of the other publications, you know, in terms of what you saw with De Burger, daily and weekly newspapers. It does seem as though there's a total of, what, 11 that have since shut down from what we see in the report?
Yeah, did. The 11 have closed down. But yeah, maybe just to give you some interesting numbers. So Business Day had it 10 years ago had a readership of 82,000. That's now dropped to about 13,000. Mm. Burger has dropped from about 60,000 to 24,000. Newspapers like Isolezwe dropped from 120,000 to 20,000. And just on the weekend side, you've got the Rapport dropping from 117,000 to just under 60,000. Mm. So it's definitely, it hasn't been great for them. But on the other side, what we also found, which is interesting, is a lot of the print publications that are niche publications, you know, things like, you know, publications in the fashion field or the lifestyle field, yes, or the tech field, they've actually increased readership. So it seems like people still have an appetite for print, but it's definitely not on the daily newspaper side.
Mm. I find that so refreshing, because there's a lot of South Africans, many of us grew up on the culture of magazines and actually purchasing magazines that were unique to our needs. But now that you mention this, that clearly the print environment is slowly eroding, what does this mean then for the future of, I guess, printing houses and content sharing and curation? And if there's still any relevance then in having newspapers in an economy like South Africa?
Yeah, I mean, we have seen that with every newspaper that sort of closes down or reduces in circulation, the upside on the other side is that we have more and more websites coming around. You know, because the cost of running a website is a lot less than the cost of running a newspaper. So definitely I feel like, although print is steadily declining, I don't ever see it completely disappearing. I feel like, you know, even internationally, you still have people that read the newspaper, and there is a place for it. But I think the requirement is actually on the newspaper side to make sure that the news remains relevant, they keep readers enticed. You know, things like fake news, people seem to trust the newspaper a lot more than they trust a website. You know, so there is that side of it. But like I said, you know, some of the monthly publications, the niche ones, have actually increased in readership. Mm-hmm. So, you know, so I do feel like print is not dead. It's definitely just changing.
Mm, definitely. Not dead, but definitely changing. And I guess, what does this also mean for, you know, the trickle-down effect? We typically think of the jobs of the journalists that will be lost, but there's a wide ecosystem that affects the print, yes, environment. Talk us through that.
Yeah, well, you obviously mentioned earlier that Media 24 is going to close publications like Beeld, Daily Sun, Rapport, Soccer La Duma. These are big household titles. So there are about 400 people just in the Media 24 stable that will probably end up losing their jobs or moving around to different parts of the company. So that is a concern. And then obviously the other side is, you know, journalists. We have less and less people that study journalism, that practice journalism. So that is a concern for, you know, especially in South Africa where people rely on news. You know, it is a concern that if there's less and less newspapers, then obviously there'll be less and less journalists. Mm. But it's not all doom and gloom, like I said. I think the online space is definitely growing. We see a lot of journalists breaking away from the traditional template of working for a big title to actually starting their own websites or their own titles. I mean, I think what's the guy's name that left 702 recently?
Bruce Woodfield, a competitor.
Yeah, he started up his own
podcast,
own little company now. Mm, yeah,
definitely.
So I think people need to evolve. I think that's basically the moral of the story. I think print is declining, but I think news consumption is definitely at an all-time high. I mean, if you think of how quickly a news story spreads now versus, you know, 10, 15 years ago, it's a completely different world.
100%, very, very different, yeah. And you're very right. We do see it with a lot of our peers in the industry who are evolving and transitioning, the likes of Gareth Cliff, as you mentioned, Bruce Whitfield.
Exactly.
A number of people actually looking to transition into perhaps this new wave and new evolution of delivery of content. And I would assume, right, even when it comes to the online side, right? So does this, I guess, add a different dynamic? Yes, we have new ways of sharing and producing content, but the commercial incentive is also very key, right? And advertising. And I'm keen to get your thoughts, if you can share here, Joe, as to how this shifts advertising and revenue models for new media.
Yeah, I mean, I think, especially in the Media 24 stable, I think the majority of the income comes from online versus, you know, 10 years ago where it came from the traditional print. So things like having a YouTube channel where people subscribe, you get followers on Facebook, you have Twitter ads. It's definitely changed the income or the form of income, but I think the income overall has probably increased.
Mm. Got you. Okay, so it's definitely one that we do need to consider. Joe, such a pleasure speaking to you. It's going to be interesting to see how this evolution continues to take place.
Thank you, Gugu, and thanks for your time.
Thank you so much for your time, sir. Really appreciate it. That is Joe Hammond, who joins us this evening from Novus Group. He's a director there, helping us understand some research and insight that they put together and have shared around the shifts and slow decline of print publications in South Africa. Share your thoughts with us. Do you also still remember the culture of buying newspapers and reading them page for page? And maybe, much like me when you were younger, you also ran to the entertainment section to see pretty pictures of the latest celebrities at a social. Or if, much like me and my dad, you know, going to the front page to actually witness what key stories are being unpacked.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.